Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, fishing reports for Lake Michigan and Castle Rock Lake, and a land navigation workshop in the Kettle Moraine. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, my partner Jeff Kelm is in Oscoda, Michigan this week for the National Walleye Tour Championship, and next week he'll be at Cass Lake in Minnesota for a Masters Walleye Circuit regular season tournament, the last one of the season. We'll try to catch up with him and get a report on the NWT event next week, but I'm heading to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods. And we've got a full group this year, 19 of us in all. My brother Mike is coming, and he's bringing his son Adam this year. Gina and Dave Thorson of Stormy Cromer will be with us again, as will Gerard Hellenbrand and Jack Pertz. We'll see some new faces as well, including Terry Rarig from the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. She's been on the show a couple of times. And my old friend Dennis Phillips coming in from Colorado. I'll have a report on that trip week after next. And if you haven't been reading Wisconsin Outdoor News, grab a copy. And in addition to the features and the news stories, take a look at the Cuffs and Collars page. There are lots of fishing, boating, and ATV, UTV violations reported there. Some are alcohol-related, operating without a license, fishing without a license, and there are many juvenile ATV violations. No seatbelt, no helmets, no training, no registration stickers on the vehicles. Makes you wonder where the parents are or what they're thinking. And by the way, law enforcement personnel will be on the trails this weekend to try to slow down the violations and make it a lot safer for all of us out there on the trails. It's all part of the Think Smart Before You Start campaign. Unfortunately, though, it's a little late for 26 people who've already died in ATV, UTV accidents so far this year. Five of those fatalities took place within the last 2 weeks. Of course, anyone under 18 is required to wear a helmet, whether they're driving or riding as a passenger, and all passengers, regardless of age, must wear a seatbelt when riding in a UTV. So if you haven't been doing that, now is a good time to start. Coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports on Lake Michigan trout and salmon action off Sheboygan. Adventure outfitter Nick Gordon invites listeners to attend his 4-day land navigation workshop in the Northern Kettle Moraine in October. And fishing guide Hunter Ehlert reports on the fishing action on Castle Rock Lake. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Petenwell are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin. Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report, brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. And you'll find updates on his Facebook page. He posts photos just about every day of the fish they catch. And you'll also find a video and audio recording of this fishing report and every one that we do for Outdoors Radio. And that Facebook page is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. And also this week, a new sponsor, Explorer's Guide Maritime Academy. And they're located in Wisconsin, and they've got offices elsewhere as well, and we'll talk about that. Their website is explorersguidemidwest.org. Joining us once again, Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, it's great to be back, Dan, and fall is in the air. That's for sure.
It certainly is. Now, we are recording this on Labor Day weekend. It's kind of breezy here in southwest Wisconsin. I imagine you're facing the same things up there, right?
Yeah, we had some west winds the last couple days, and it was very pleasant on the lake, but today it's blowing out of the north pretty steady, so a rough lake today, but this week it looks like another really nice fall forecast of light winds and cooler temperatures.
Cooler temperatures are nice. We had a couple of really hot days there last week, but how has the fishing been now?
Fishing's been good. It's been very good, I should say. They are moving in closer. We were catching them offshore a little farther out about a week ago, and the fish were kind of spread out, but now they're starting to school up in a little closer, within a mile and a half, 2 miles of shore, and anywhere from 75 to 100 feet of water. We're fishing all south of Sheboygan, anywhere from the power plant, Sheboygan Harbor area, and these water depths all the way south to about Oostburg, Belgium area. Good king action, some coho, some rainbow. Not too many lake trout and browns, but mostly salmon and some steelhead rainbow action. So good numbers of fish. Our customers have been having a good time with this. And as you know, Dan, you know, the fall season here, as we wind down, these fish start heading in closer to spawn, the bigger ones, and that's just starting to happen. So we're following them in from deep water into this depth now, and sooner or later they'll be in the shallow water.
Yeah, and that's the, well, it's always exciting to fish off Sheboygan, but that's the real exciting time when you're in shallow water or even in the harbor, which is kind of tricky because you do laps there and people just, you know, go around the inside of the harbor and catch fish. The pier fishermen getting any yet?
They are getting some, Dan. It's a good question. There's been folks on the end of both piers, the North and South Pier out of the Port of Sheboygan, and we've seen them land some fish. We fished in there as well, either early, real early in the morning, like right into the dark, 5, 5.30, 6 a.m., catching some kings in front, or evening, like 7, 7.30, 8, 8.30 has been the prime time, and same with them on the pier. But any other time, it's been pretty slow in there. Then we motor offshore and fish to 75 to 100-foot range and get numbers of fish out there. But look for this area, harbor mouth area, to improve as we troll into September here. These fish will be coming in and staging for their spawning time of year, going up the rivers and tributaries to do their spawning. So keep an eye on these areas. It's only going to get better and better. I think it's a little behind this year just because of water temperatures being anywhere from 70 to 75 degrees on the surface. So it's lukewarm water, and these fish, I think, are staying offshore a little longer than normal, but they'll be coming in soon, and that's normal for them during late September, early October.
What are you getting them on?
Oh, deeper in that 75 to 100-foot range, rotating flashers are really good on wire divers, copper board setups and downriggers, fishing suspended anywhere from 50 feet to the bottom, trolling about 2.2 to 2.5 miles per hour. We're trolling north and south, so parallel with shore works best in this depth. A lot of other anglers are doing the same thing. Also, spoons are really good, like white bloody nose, red spoons, moonshine, salmon candy, pearl king, yuck spoons, green spoons, anything in orange or green is good. Either standard size or magnum size on slide divers, 5 and 7 colors of lead core. Otherwise on downriggers as well, down like 40 to 80 foot down on the downriggers, depending on what depth you're in. So good spoon bite right now, good flasher fly bite right now. We're looking forward to hopefully a good jade plug bite here in the harbor area in a few more weeks, because that's usually the lure of choice in closer.
Yeah, you mentioned that last time, and I know you like that style of fishing.
Yeah, I do. It's a lot of fun, and what's unique with Sheboygan is we have a natural flowing river system that pumps water out into the lake, you know, river water, and it's that coffee-colored brown stained water, and it really attracts fish to our port, and we can fish them all over the front of the harbor, outside the harbor, and work this water, which is kind of cover for the fish. There's bait fish in there. It's a water temp break as well. So it's a popular area, a good time of year to fish for these fish. And then also, like you mentioned, they come inside the harbor, and we have a big harbor here, so we can troll inside the harbor and catch them there too. And then finally, they'll shoot up the river all the way up to the Kohler Dam eventually. And then guys on shore will catch them all the way up to Kohler Dam, wayside area of Sheboygan River, harbor area. It becomes a really popular time of year for a lot of different anglers here in Sheboygan.
It certainly does. And, you know, when I lived over that way, I fished the river quite a bit and actually had a membership in River Wildlife for a few years. In fact, my picture in the Fishing Hall of Fame is me holding a Sheboygan salmon from the river in that stretch on the River Wildlife property. My cousin Brad Small took that photo. Gosh, it's probably 20 years ago, but hey, it was a beautiful king, and I caught it on a fly rod in the river, so I figured that would be a good one to use.
Perfect, perfect, and in a very good area, too, to catch fish like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dan, do you have openings now in September?
I do, yeah. We're starting to wind down. We do have some openings. We're not 100% full like we were a lot of the summer months here, so give me a call. We'll get you in on this fishing yet. And if you can't make it out this year, we are taking reservations for 2025 for next season, and we will all winter long at 920-377-1147. Visit our website, dumperdan.com, and you can access our Facebook page right on our homepage, dumperdan.com, and check out all our pictures and videos on our Facebook page as well. Again, phone number, though, to get a hold of me directly, 920-377-1147.
All right. Well, Dan, your second sponsor this week is a new one, Explorer's Guide Maritime Academy. What is that business all about?
Yeah, that's a unique business that I've sent quite a few of my first mates to, Dan, to this class. It's a class that you take and you test with the Coast Guard. You take through Dave at the academy to get your credentials to be a charter boat captain. The six-pack license is the most popular. I have the master's license myself. You can get that, and there's other licenses you can get as well if you're pursuing something different than what we do. But the six-pack angler captain's license is the most popular, and that's what he teaches the most of. I met this outfit a long time ago when it had a different owner, and then Dave took over, and he's been running it since and doing a wonderful job. Now, he was always out of Appleton, Wisconsin, Sturgeon Bay, and Illinois throughout the year, every year. And I had him come to Sheboygan 3 years ago, and we did a class here. And I think we're one short of filling it that first year. So now, every year he comes back in mid-January to early February for a two-week class each year in Sheboygan. So we host a class here. And it's 3 days. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, two-week stretch, you know, two basically weekends to go for your credentials to be a charter boat captain. And you can check out our Facebook page for more information on that. We'll give you information here right now on how to get a hold of him. Very unique class. I've sent a lot of people there, and you go home with your license and you can pursue this career if you'd like.
What is the difference between the master's license that you have and the so-called six-pack, the basic charter captain's license?
It's a heavier tonnage license, basically for an upgrade to more into shipping and not just captaining of charter boat size boats. I got it back in the 1980s because back then I could charter more than six people on a boat with the master's license, and you still can, but a few things have changed since then. You got to carry a life raft. You got to carry an E-perb. You have to be insured differently. So I don't do that because, you know, usually we're six people or less. But back when I started, I could take out, you know, 8-10 people on one boat. So I went for my master's just for that reason. And also, if I ever wanted to do something different, you know, on Lake Michigan in a different vessel or a larger ship or vessel, a coal boat, what have you, tugboat, barge, I could do that with that license. So that's kind of why I went for that back then.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Now, you know my son has the six-pack license. He could be a fishing guide, but he's a sailboat captain up on Lake Superior. And I'm not sure who he took the course with, but he did this very same training you're talking about. It's critical. You have to have it if you're going to be a charter captain or take people out for money, basically, on the Great Lakes. And what other waters does that apply to? Do you know?
Pretty much all over the country. It'll cover everywhere. I mean, you could go down to the Florida Keys, you could Tampa Bay, the oceans, what have you, which is really unique. I've known guys already, I haven't, but that would charter Lake Michigan in the summer and go down south and charter somewhere in the winter so they could use their same credentials to do that elsewhere. And I believe your son, too, with that sailing license, I think that's the same license that all my guys have, I do believe.
I think you're right, because John calls it a six-pack license. And yeah, I know the late Roger LePenter, a good friend of mine from Lake Superior, used to go down to Belize and other southern ports in the wintertime and fish bonefish and tarpon down there. So I know there are people who do that.
You know, it's comforting, too, for the customer as well. They know now that, you know, the captain's license, he's insured, he's inspected to take you out on a lake and show you a safe trip. And that's what this class really does. And it teaches you how to take care of the boat, the people, the navigational rules that you need to know, the weather, seamanship, rope tying, everything. So for the customer, when he makes a reservation, like with your son to go sailing or us to go fishing, they're in good hands, you know, with this captain that has the credentials that has to do this to take you out on the lake legally.
Absolutely, yep. And the safety aspect is so important. We don't think about it very often, but the first thing you talk about when people get on the boat is, here are the life jackets, here are the rules, and your job is to get everybody not only to make sure they have fun, but to get them back safely to shore.
Yep, and that's what Dave does with this class, and he does a great job, and he'll walk you through it. And even if you, you know, one of the subjects that you test on that last Sunday, you don't get through and you fail, you can come back and retest it. He'll reteach you, and then all the information gets mailed to the Coast Guard. And usually within 90 days, you'll have your credentials in hand and ready to go. So it's a fun class. I mean, and all the years I've been doing this, I still remember back in the early 80s when I went to class in Milwaukee and got my license. And it's just one of those things that once you have, you'll have forever. You renew every 5 years. You got to take a physical, drug test, and all that. But you can keep these credentials for your whole life if you continue to renew.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much for that insight on the Explorer's Guide Maritime Academy. I would imagine that there are at least a few listeners out there who are thinking, you know, maybe I would like to do this.
Yep, and if anybody has questions, either call David at the numbers we have here for you. It'll be on my Facebook page as well. Otherwise, you can call me direct too, and I can help you with anything you need and get you signed up for the class in your area that you want to participate in.
All right, and folks, that phone number is 920-733-5500, 920-733-5500, and their website is explorersguidemidwest.org. Well, Dan, thanks so much, and we will talk to you again in 2 weeks and see if those kings are in the harbor yet.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend as well.
Thank you. You too. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. His business, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. His website, DumperDan.com, and Facebook, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at DanSmallOutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is a familiar voice on the show, adventure guide and outfitter Nick Gordon. Nick is the owner of Now Outdoors Expedition Company, and he leads people to backcountry adventures here in Wisconsin, in the boundary waters of Minnesota and Ontario, to Mount Everest. He's been to the Andes of Peru and the Amazon jungle and beyond. His website is nowoutdoors.org, and he joins us now from his home base in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Well, Nick, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan. Good to be back.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and you've always got adventures. You've got one coming up next month, but before we get to that, you're going to Mount Everest next week. What are you going to do there?
Yeah, we're heading back to Nepal. This will be our first time back since the pandemic, and yeah, we're going to do an Everest base camp trek. So we're taking off on the 14th, and we'll be back home October 1st.
Okay.
So I'll be gone for a couple of weeks.
And a base camp trek, what does that involve?
Flying to Kathmandu, get settled in, and climb in at Detlag. It's about 11 hours time difference. We'll do a little bit of sightseeing over there as we get ourselves acclimated to the time, and then we head out to start our hike on the Everest Base Camp Trail, which kicks off with a flight to the Lukla Airport, which is one of the scariest airports in the world, I believe. The runway is only 1,500 feet, and it's kind of on an uphill slant because it's just so short. The planes are really small, and if you're on the runway, you just have this, you know, mountain there. So it's a real quick landing, and then from there, we start our hike. It should be beautiful this time of year. It's just after the monsoon. Not really too busy right now, but the weather should be really, really nice.
Well,
so
good.
T-shirts and shorts at the start here, and then as we get up toward the top, we'll be in some solid winter camping weather.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds exciting, and we'll ask you about that when you get back from that trip. Maybe another time before your October event, but there won't be any jet lag involved in your October event, will there?
No, right after we come back, about a week and a half later, we've got our four-day land navigation immersion course. It was a big hit back in April. We had a waiting list. We had people reaching out to us from around the Midwest. Yeah, it was a popular program, so we wanted to bring it back before hunting season kicked off. It's going to be in southeastern Wisconsin this time. Our spring trip was about 5 hours north of Milwaukee in the woods. This next one is going to be over in Calgary North, over at the Greenbush Shelter.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing?
This will be a full land navigation program that starts at the absolute beginning. So if you have never looked at a compass in your life or a map in your life, we start there with, you know, identifying the parts and pieces of maps and compasses, looking at what's in the white margin around the maps, what the symbols are meaning. You know, we start at square one.
Okay.
And we actually work our way all the way up through some more advanced navigation skills, including
sorts of things that are much more advanced. And the goal is that, you know, this course is both in the classroom and outside of the field. We have a lot of hands-on activities, a lot of hours in the field. We're actually doing some nighttime navigation. We want people to come into the course and, you know, really gain some new skills and gain confidence in being able to use a map and compass to navigate so they aren't as restricted to trails. You know, if you're a hunter or a fisherman and you want to go someplace a little bit more remote, we want you to be able to leave this course and know exactly how to put a map together and get to where you want to go. So it's very exciting. Some of our bigger trips coming up, including trip up to Canada this winter, we're using more and more map and compass. We obviously do have GPS capabilities. I use a Garmin on a lot of our trips. I've got a Garmin for satellite communication. But map and compass can be a lot of fun. It can be another thing that you can add to your repertoire to go out in the woods and explore. So we're looking forward to having a nice group out there and hopefully awesome weather, nice fall weather. It's going to be three very intensive classroom days, and then the fourth day is sort of an all-day optional fourth-day activity. We're going to spend probably at least 6 hours, maybe a little bit more, out in the woods, finding certain points on a map that we put together, and working as a team in small groups to practice taking notes on different things you observe on the trail and putting those together with what you see on the map, using the compass, taking turns kind of navigating different features and practicing all the skills that we covered the first 3 days. So it's a very, very full weekend.
It sounds like it. How important, Nick, is it to know how to use a compass and a map now that we have GPS and we have things like Onyx and other programs and Google Earth and stuff on our phones?
Map and compass skills are still very important. I mean, most people that are going out hiking have access to things like AllTrails. If you have a Garmin device, see your location there. But sometimes they aren't quite as reliable. One of my trip goers for Nepal is out in Colorado right now, Leadville, Colorado, prepping for Nepal. And she was out hiking the other day in an area that has quite a few trails, but there's a new trail that's not on the map. So she went to one of these apps, I think it might have been AllTrails, for information. And so it shows up on AllTrails, and there's reviews about this new trail saying, oh yeah, it's, you know, only an hour and a half hike, and you know, here's where it is, and here's what it looks like. When she went looking for it, it was very unclear. It wasn't well marked. There were some gullies and cross trails, and it was very confusing out there. She had the Garmin, she had the map, she had some information, but, you know, it took, I think, about 5 hours to do this trail.
Wow.
Not an hour and a half, as it said online.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, the people out in Colorado, too, they're more familiar with these places. Maybe they hike a little faster. Maybe, you know, who knows who wrote that review. But you can't always trust some of that information. I know I do guided trips in the Boundary Waters in the summer and in the wintertime. And the maps in the Boundary Waters change too. Some of the campsites shown on the map 3 or 4 years ago are no longer there.
Yeah.
So I use a combination of information I find on the internet and the Forest Service and new maps when I'm plotting out my route. For map and compass, everyday use, you can get by without it. I would actually argue that if you don't know how to use a map and compass, that if you just have a compass with you, you know, it might even get you more lost if you don't know how to use it.
Uh-huh.
They really go hand in hand. But there's something very liberating about being able to take a compass on a map and know your location off trail in the woods and decide where you want to go next.
Yeah.
This past winter, I was up along Moose River up near the Arctic Ocean, and our entire trip was map and compass. And one of the things that we were doing is we had these aerial pictures of the area, and we saw what looked like old logging roads that were overgrown, maybe 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of sticking to the river, which is very wide and clear, we spent a couple days bushwhacking in the thick of it, trying to find some of these old things, and we did. And it was kind of cool, but to spend full days in the Canadian backcountry looking for something like that is not something that you want to really mess around with if you don't know exactly where you are. So we had aerial maps and we had printed maps that we made with CalTapo. It definitely added more to our trip. You know, it's like learning plant ID or identifying birds or tracks. When you know more things that are out there, it just adds that much more to your experience in the woods.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Now, you've got a co-leader on this October trip, Steve Fritz. Tell us about him.
Steve is an amazing instructor. He is one of the most patient navigation instructors that I've ever met. Just a very, very patient, down-to-earth kind of guy. He actually taught navigation for the military for, I believe, roughly 15 years. He served for 26 years, and he absolutely loves map and compass. He can look at a map, and he says his eyes just find routes in the lines, and he's an avid paddler. He's out all the time, all year round, just exploring his local area. He's very passionate about helping people get outdoors. He's been teaching with us, I think, 4 years now. He's been a presenter at our winter workshop, and he's been on a few trips with us. But this past spring was the first time that we finally put together this land nav course. It's a real, real treat to have him teaching this. He can answer any kind of questions. He's just got it really well organized and sorted out. So if you are a total beginner, or maybe you're an Eagle Scout and you've been orienteering for years and you've done this before and you want to freshen up your skills, or you want to maybe learn something new, you can still come to this class and there's plenty to learn.
All right. Well, when and how do we register for this class?
You can go to our website, nowoutdoors.org, and you can register there. The class is Friday, October 11th through Monday, the 14th. It starts at 9 a.m. on that Friday, so it's a full Friday. And then it is listed as a four-day class. Sometimes we've had people that opt to not do the activity on day four. Highly encouraged, but day four is a full day. We're planning to go till 3 o'clock in the afternoon on that Monday. And then people can camp out. We've got a campsite out there for everybody. You can do your own meals, or I also have an option to provide meals as well.
Your meals are really special, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm a big foodie. We have really good food on all of our trips. Even the real remote trips, I have a lot of fun menu planning, and we get a lot of good reviews about that.
Okay. What's the deadline for registering?
The deadline is October 6th.
Okay.
One more thing. Because I will be out in Nepal for the second half of September, it might be a little challenging if you have questions, but if you just email them, reach out to the Now Outdoors website, and shoot us a message, and I will be able to respond periodically while I'm overseas.
Okay. Well, we will have to let you go here, but I know you've got some winter events that we'll talk about next time. We'll hold those now in suspense because we've pretty much run out of time. Well, Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great trip to Mount Everest, and I hope you fill this group for the Land Navigation Immersion course in October. You're quite welcome. Nick Gordon is the owner of Now Outdoors Expedition Company. He will be on this trip that he's talking about. If you want to go on this trip or have more questions, go to nowoutdoors.org, and you'll find a link right there. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, We want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to Alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Castle Rock and Peat and Well Flowages and Juneau County offer four seasons of outdoor recreation on two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes, plus many miles of river, hiking and biking trails, and much more. For more information, visit castlerock-peatonwell.com. And joining us now is Hunter Ehlert. He is the owner of Get Hooked Guide Service. You can find him on Facebook at Hunter Ehlert, and that's spelled O-E-H-L-E-R-T. And there's a link to his website on his Facebook page. It's easiest to find him there on Facebook. Well, Hunter, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Thank you, Dan, for having me.
You're quite welcome. We'll get to the fishing, but last time we talked, you were a couple of days away from being a daddy, and I got to ask you, how is little Willow doing?
She is doing great. She is tremendous. She is learning so many new languages already. She's making new noises. She's starting to smile already. A little bit over a month here. She's doing good. She likes the hours between 12 and 3 a.m. Those are her favorite to be up.
Oh, boy. Those are tough for a fishing guide and a mom.
Oh, most definitely. Mama's been really tired for sure.
Yeah.
She's been doing awesome keeping after the little one.
Well, have you taken her fishing yet?
She has gone out for some bluegill fishing. She has been out on the boat twice already this year, and it seems like she's enjoying it.
Well, good, good. Now, speaking of kids, you had a special kids event just recently, a couple weeks ago, on Castle Rock. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so me and two other guides, we got together, Joe Yachman with Advantage Guide Service and Dan Danielski with Dandy Guide Service. They are willing to help out with the kids event. So we took six kiddos out in the morning for a half-day trip. They all got on some fish, they got on some walleye, they got on some crappie, white bass, even a couple carp hopped in the boat that day. All the kids got on some fish, everybody had a great experience. And then at the end of the day, there were snacks, sandwiches, drinks. And then following along with that, they each went home with their own fishing pole and tackle box to hopefully get them out fishing more often.
Nice. Yeah, I know Joe. I fished with him on Peat and Well through the ice maybe 10 years ago with Jesse Qualley. We caught some nice crappies. I run into him once in a while at a gas station there on near where you folks live, Arkport. Anyway, so Castle Rock, you've been fishing it with the kids, but with guide clients as well, right?
Yes, with guides as well.
Okay, and how has the fishing been?
It's slowed up from the beginning of the year. I mean, we're in those dog days of summers right now. But we are still getting fish. We're getting walleyes with some crappie and white bass. Sometimes an occasional smallmouth will hop in the boat. Right now, the algae bloom is in full effect out there.
Mm.
So that's making it harder on things as well.
Okay.
Got to find that clean water and get out of that algae.
Yeah, and where is the clean water? Does it depend on the wind or what?
Yeah, so it really depends on the wind. So if you got a wind coming out of the east, obviously it's going to push that more to the west. And if it's out of the west, it's going to push it more to the east. You got to play it by ear and see what your wind's doing. And sometimes if you get enough boat traffic out there, it helps turn it up as well.
Okay. And how are you catching them when you find them?
We are doing some jigging, just with the basic jig and crawler in the middle. If they're not biting with that, I have been pulling the bottom bouncers with crawler harnesses real nice and slow, and that's been pretty effective as well. Usually about late morning, live bait starts to die off at, like, in the beginning of the year, and then we will put the boards in and see if we can get more of a reaction bite with some crankbait, with some planer boards, and go from there.
And the catfish, do they just come when you're walleye fishing, or do you target them?
The catfish just pretty much mostly come as we're walleye fishing. They kind of hang out in the same area. That's one thing that makes the flowage so special is there are so many different species that hang out together in certain areas. So you may never know what you're going to get on the other end of the line.
Yeah.
You could have a crappie, you could have a walleye, you could have a pike, you could have a muskie.
Right. You catch many muskies out there?
Not too many on my end, but I have seen some pulled out of there this year, and there have been a few over 50 inches that I have saw.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, so there are some really nice muskies in there. And the pike population seems to be getting better. The sizes there are, we've got quite a few of them in the mid-30s this year, so that is good to see.
All right. And the fish out of Castle Rock are good eating now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yep, you can eat any kind of fish out of there that I find edible. I mean, I don't really eat the carp or the freshwater drum, more the panfish and the walleye.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you have openings now for the rest of September and into the fall?
Yes, I do have openings. September is starting to fill up here pretty quick. More openings towards October are open, and I'm getting excited. We're right around that corner right now that is late summer and early fall bite, so waiting for that water to cool down and for those fish to pick up good.
All right. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
A good tip for out on these flowages, if you're fishing them, don't get stuck in one spot. Make sure that you're trying to be on the move, because sometimes if you're in one spot, if you're catching nothing but a bunch of small ones, try to pick up, try to move, you know, sometimes maybe 20, 50 feet. Sometimes just relocating that little bit could put you on more fish.
All right, a good tip. Well, Hunter, thanks so much. Good luck with the fishing, and I hope your young daughter continues to excite you. I'm sure she will, and you'll get her out on the water as she grows up, I'm sure.
Oh, most definitely. It's going to be an exciting adventure with her.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Hunter Ehlert, O-E-H-L-E-R-T, is his name, and you can find him on Facebook. Just type in his name, Hunter Ehlert. He is the owner of Get Hooked Guide Service. He fishes Castle Rock and Peatonwell Flowages and the Wisconsin River as well. And you can learn more about all the things that are available to do in that area in Juneau County and the two flowages at castlerock-peatonwell.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got a big inventory clearance sale going on now on boats, electronics, docks, and lifts, and they've marked down prices on a bunch of used boats. This is a great time to save big on a boat. And winter storage space is filling fast. It's first come, first serve, so if you're interested in finding a safe place to store your boat for the winter, check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peteandwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we happen to mention, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. And you can also subscribe to our podcast there or download episodes going back a year or so. We're also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. And we're all over social media. You can find Jeff at Hardwater Jeff. Find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Rough grouse and cottontail rabbit seasons open next Saturday, September 14th, in the northern zone, and squirrel season opens statewide on the 14th as well. Check the DNR website or the hunting regs booklet for details. September 14th and 15th are also the dates for the youth waterfowl hunt. And, of course, the 14th is also the bow and crossbow deer season opener. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance is Sunday, September 22nd. It's a matinee at 4 p.m. at the Harbor Table in Washburn, where Warren and friends will perform Autumn Fancy songs. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll try to catch up with Jeff Kelm again next week, although he's got another tournament, this one in Minnesota. Meantime, get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry coffee can, honey. I'll be trolling.